Chapter 11. The Escape. Uncle Silas had written a couple of times to the plantation in New Orleans. He told them they could come get their slave. But, of course, he hadn't got any answer because there weren't any such plantation. So he figured he'd advertise Jim in the St. Louis and New Orleans papers. That meant we hadn't time to lose. Tom says it's time to write letters warning people about Jim's escape. I didn't like the idea, but Tom said it was the way it had to be done. He writes this letter saying a gang of cutthroats is coming the next night to free the slave. He signs it, Unknown Friend. Next day, we went to look at the raft and found her all right. When we got home, everyone was in such a sweat and worry, they didn't know which end they were standing on. They wouldn't tell us what the trouble was, but we knew. They sent us to bed right after supper. On the way, we sneaked us a good lunch from the cellar and took it up to our room. We went to bed and woke up about 11:30. We were starting out with the lunch when Tom says there ain't no butter. He says I should slide down to the cellar and get it. So out he went to Jim's hut, and I went back for the butter. I got a hunk of butter and some corn pone. But here comes Aunt Sally. So I clap the stuff under my hat. She says I've been up to something and marches me into the sitting room. My, but there was a crowd there. 15 farmers, and every one of them had a gun. They're talking about the gang of cutthroats that's supposed to be coming. I was in a sweat to get away and tell Tom we'd overdone this thing and had to clear out right away. But Aunt Sally's asking me questions about what I'm doing up at this time of night. I couldn't answer her straight. I was so scared. The room got hotter and hotter, and a streak of butter comes a-trickling down my forehead. Aunt Sally turns as white as a sheet. She says, Land sakes! He's got the brain fever, and his brains are oozing out! She snatches off my hat, and out comes the bread and butter. She grabbed me and hugged me and says, Why didn't you tell me that was what you'd been down in the cellar for? I wouldn't have cared. Now clear out to bed, and don't let me see you till morning. I got out of the house and went to the hut just as the men were coming outside. We got into the tunnel, swift but quiet. Jim first, me next, and Tom last. We crawled through and out the hole and up to the fence. Me and Jim got over it, but Tom's pants got caught on a splinter. The splinter snapped, and somebody sings out, Who's that? Answer, or I'll shoot! We ran. There was a rush, and a bang, bang, bang! The bullets whizzed round us. We heard them sing out, They're gone for the river! Turn loose the dogs! The dogs come, but when they see it weren't nobody but us. They just said howdy and went tearing along. We struck through the brush to the canoe. Then we paddled for dear life out in the middle of the river. But soon we was so far we couldn't hardly hear all the barking and yelling. When we got to the island where the raft was hid, we was all glad as we could be. But Tom was gladdest of all, because he had a bullet in his leg. He was all for heading out, but me and Jim said we'd go for a doctor. Tom raised a fuss and gave us a piece of his mind, but we wouldn't budge. I left for town. Jim was going to stay with Tom. He said he'd hide in the woods when the doctor came.